What's painful for you?
Would you ever say the rheumatics are painful?
Yes, I would say rheumatics are, or he has much pain from the rheumatism. I probably would say it that way.
I see.
And there's a disease that many children used to get. They'd strangle,
and it's a horrible thing.
Now you can get some sort of
inoculation or shot
or something for it. They have to get vaccinated.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. What did they call diphtheria? Oh, well, I was thinking of something else. The croup was what I used to think.
What was the other one then? The
diphtheria. And they used to get the croup that they would strangle with, too. And that was, of course, very common. Mm-hmm. Diphtheria is pretty near passed out. However, I did hear recently when there was a case of diphtheria not in town, but somewhere over Rockford, I believe.
Really?
And the ailment you have when you turn a little bit yellow, your eyeballs turn yellow. It's called
jaundice, yellow jaundice.
And when you double up in pain and you have something wrong in the right side here, it's called...
Say, well, you're going to have appendicitis, or it could be cramps, I suppose, but...
Appendicitis is what I was trying to get. And you eat the wrong things and it comes up again.
You say you
lean over the
fence.
Okay. Another tape here again. If you're, don't feel...
Are you cool here?
No, I'm fine.
All right. Always too hot.
Everywhere. Suppose somebody is
feels very bad
right here.
Feels beat up.
Mm-hmm. And you might say then he's
sick.
He has an empty stomach.
Empty stomach. Mm-hmm.
This very experiment. I'd say sick to my stomach, probably.
Sick to his stomach instead of sick at his stomach.
Some will say on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as you hear the good news about
something, you
come right over to you've got some good news.
You hear about it.
As soon as you hear about it, you come right over to
my neighbor?
Yeah, you come right over to him.
To you?
Yeah, to me. To what?
What are you going to do about it?
Tell the news.
Okay.
Tell the news. Maybe we can have a little more light here.
You may remember the young gentleman would visit the girl often. You might say that he was...
her lover?
Or he was in the process of... What's this thing called?
An institution,
almost. He was doing what to her?
Flirting.
That's it.
And did you ever use
anything else, like going with or keeping company with?
Yes. Keeping company with.
All right. All of a sudden, the boy stops coming.
And you might think that
she did what to him?
She knows what to do.
And you remember the noisy
serenade after
the wedding they used to have?
They call it a...
Don't do that much anymore.
Oh, yes, no, they don't do much, but... Oh, dear.
Did you ever call it a... Well...
Yes, you don't want to tell me now. What is it now? Maybe I can come back to it.
All right,
we'll come back to that one. The man who stands up with the groom...
Yes, ma'am. This young man here is going to be married in April.
Right. And the young lady who stands up with the bride.
The bridesmaid.
Right. And after the ceremony, then, they are officially and finally...
married.
Now, a group of bad politicians are in office. You say, I don't have any
use for that.
The whole bunch.
It always gets this response right.
That's
a good way of getting this one. You ever say the whole kit and caboodle or kit and violin or anything like that? Or the kit to
the whole game?
No, I'd yet be more to say the whole game.
The whole layout?
Or outlay or anything like that?
No.
Remember any of the
dances they used to have?
Names of them? Square dance.
Right.
The waltz and the two-step.